The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. Ben Bernanke aces his employee evaluation. More after this. All of us, from time to time, have to justify our performance if we want to keep our jobs, and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is no exception. So I'm sure it was with some trepidation that he went into his employee evaluation session in the boss's office. Yes, Ben, we're ready for you. Come right on in. You know Tim Geithner over here, and of course, Rahm, who's given me a copy of your file.
As an expert on the causes of the Great Depression, I'm sure Ben never imagined that he would be part of a team responsible for preventing another.
We know how awkward these meetings can be, so we like to begin with a little joke.
Ben approached a financial system on the verge of collapse with calm and wisdom.
Well, they put you at ease. Let's take a look and see if you've been meeting the goals on your employee evaluation form.
Our auto industry is showing signs of life. Business investment is showing signs of stabilizing. Our housing market and credit markets have been saved from collapse.
Yes, preventing Great Depression 2.0. Nice touch. I have to say, nobody in the room here quite understands where you found the money to do all this, but we don't see any soup lines outside, just a lot of people driving shiny new cars. So congratulations.
I am reappointing him to another term as chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Now it's time for the employee to butter up the boss.
I'd like to express my gratitude to President Obama.
And promise more hard work.
I will work to the utmost of my abilities.
And set new goals for the next employee evaluation.
To restore a more stable financial and economic environment in which Americans' hard work and creativity can receive their proper rewards.
And just like that, Ben Bernanke was reappointed 4 months early so he could get back to the business of creating something like $9 trillion out of thin air. Which is, of course, his real job, and which, as is typical of these employee evaluations, is the one point that never came up. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 26, 2009.